Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's Podcast of the Ages on SoundCloud under Big Bang Sound, hosted by Stefan Oscar Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101, all about personal growth, how to create clear clarity within your life. Be right back with the show right after this. Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful for you listening to my podcast today. Today's topic is how I took what the universe had given me. How I took what the universe had given me. Now, I was one of those people that didn't believe. I was a non-believer. I didn't believe in that I created my reality. What I had said, what I had did in my life. I was a naysayer. Because I didn't want to take responsibility. I didn't want to be negligible for what I had done in my life. And that's still to this case today. There's certain things that pop up that the universe is showing me that I don't want to take responsibility for. And why? Because they are painful moments in my life. Just had one today. Because I didn't want to say that I did not know the answer to the question. And why? It's because that's a painful moment in my life that I didn't want to take responsibility for. And those are those key moments where you can learn from those situations. And why? Because I always want to say, yes, I understand. Yes, I get it. So what's the opportunity there that the universe is showing me? Is I have to say, I do not know the answer to that question. I don't understand. And when I can say that, then I can take responsibility for what the consequences is at the end of that. For example, oh, you don't understand. You don't believe me. Yes, I don't understand. I don't want to get it. I don't want to get to that next level. But that's the truth. We're always going through these personal growth moments. We're always learning. I am always learning of what I'm capable of and what my attention span is towards what I want. You know, I just watched a video about Jack Canfield and the amount of goal setting he does for 1 year. I was absolutely blown away on what kind of goal setting that high achievers make. High achievers create this higher vibration of energies in the universe. They're asking for the universe, and the universe will provide when they believe. When they believe that they can hit these goals. Otherwise, they wouldn't set these goals. Maybe in 30 odd years ago, he may have not set those kind of goals in front of him. They would have been smaller goals. But the universe always knows the truth. And they will show you the truth by what you receive. And the actions you take towards your life, it'll show up in your life. Does that make sense to you? So whatever you take action on, the universe will provide and show you the answers to those questions. But you have to be open, means I have to be open to the possibilities or the opportunity to learn something. If I close my thoughts and myself towards those questions, then I wouldn't learn anything. Means I don't want to learn. Means I want to stay in that same position I'm at. But the universe will show it again. No matter what, if you want it to receive it or not. Because you don't know when you're going to receive it, because that's the universe is creating the higher vibration of energy. What you say, what you do, what you think creates. That's the law of attraction. Same with relationships, same with your everything that you do in life. You know, I was listening to a radio program about karma, the laws of karma. Absolutely fascinating how we create on a higher vibration of energy. It's what we receive on a day-to-day basis. As Napoleon Hill says, you believe you will achieve. You believe something so strongly, with a higher thinking and a higher way of thinking, you do receive it, no matter what, if you want to receive it or not. Now that's life. We have that capability within ourselves to move forward. But if we don't want to, we have to take 100% responsibility that we don't want to move forward. Because the universe is there and it's not going anywhere. It'll always be there. Even when we're long past gone and then to our next life. This is where we have to learn. We are going to learn towards what we want in life. And what we're going to learn into the next life and beyond. Because we're all living in this higher vibration of energy. At all times, we're always vibrating at this higher energy that the universe knows the truth. Even if we don't want to face it. And when we do face it, and we truly start to really understand what we're doing, means myself, what I'm doing is what's showing up in my life. Like I was doing this podcast because I had this thought of what was said to me over 2 hours ago. I had to take 3 takes just to do this podcast because I wasn't on that clear way of thinking. And then until I sat back and go, okay, why did this happen to me? And there's a reason why. Then what came to me was, what I'm saying is what's coming into my life. It means if it doesn't make clear, then I couldn't do a podcast today. So when you make it clear, then it starts to come to you. Then everything flows with this higher vibration of energy on a continuous basis. So I'll be right back with the recap right after this. This podcast has been brought to you by Big Bang Sound and Thank You Life 101 podcast service. All about personal growth, creating clear clarity within your life. Be right back with the recap right after this. Hello and welcome back, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful for you coming back and listening to the recap. So no matter what, number one tip is always remember that we're always flowing on a continuous basis of a higher vibration. No matter what, if we believe it or not. Number two, the flow of the universe is in front of us, is us. We are the universe. The universe is us. Number three, when something happens, and I don't want to receive that, means you're going to receive it in towards the future. Maybe the next life, maybe the next hour, maybe the next day. But you're going to receive what you put out automatically. There's no doubt in my mind. If I didn't heal this, number three, if I don't heal this process, what's happened in front of me, I'll never be able to move forward. So remember, always create the life that you've always desired and dreamed of within your life. Everybody have a fantastic day. Bye-bye for now. And we're out.